Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
And that's where you are at. You're on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hello! God is so good. God is so faithful. God is so awesome. We as Radio Pulpit are thankful to God for his faithfulness and to everyone, each and every one of you, my family, who has been praying with us during this time. After more than a week off air due to severe vandalism and theft at our transmitter site, we are delighted to announce that Radio Pulpit is once again broadcasting loud and clear right here on 657 AM. I'm sure there are so many family members who are wondering, and yeah, I saw actually a lot of messages that were coming through to say, hey, what's happening? What's happening with Radio Pulpit? What's happening, guys? Are you still there broadcasting on 657 AM? But we are back and we are loud and clear right there. Remember, family, you can also listen anytime, anywhere on the Radio Pulpit app, DSTV channel 882 and OpenView channel 607. So you never have to miss a moment of encouragement and inspiration. And thank you for standing with us in faith and prayer, and for being part of the Radio Pulpit family, your daily companion for life.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
That's who we are, and we are there 24/7. We are there 365 days a year. We are there 31 days a month. That's who we are. 12 months a year. That's us. That's us. We are there all the time as Radio Pulpit. And do remember to tune in to DSTV Audio Channel 882. Find us there. Find us on OpenView. Find us on Instagram. Find us on TikTok. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Facebook. Find us on all social media platforms. We are there. We are there as Radio Pulpit. And it is great news to be back yet again on 657 AM. We are back. We are back. We are back. Tell everyone. Tshela bonke, babize bonke, and let them know that Radio Pulpit is back. Praise the Lord for that, my family. Well, yesterday, let me say thanks to Janine and Vane and Russell for a great and an awesome morning with you guys. Thank you for allowing us to also pray for Taiwan together with you. It's always awesome to connect with you guys. And so we are grateful for the Lord. We are thankful that he is using you through and through all of the time. And yesterday our matriculants started their examinations. Our matriculants started for their examinations yesterday, and it was a smooth one, as according to the Minister of Education. Everything went smooth. I mean, we were preparing our children. There were prayers at certain different schools where our matriculants were prayed for in preparation for yesterday, in preparation for this season, for this time. Not an easy one. If you have written your matric, you know. You know how it feels like. And you know when you are writing any exam, that how it feels. It doesn't matter what kind of an examination it is. It's never leke, it's never smooth, it's never easy, but it's doable through Christ. And so we continue to pray for our children today. We pray for our children today. We continue in that. And I have Pastor Ponto Ngwenya, who will be leading us in that, in praying for our youngsters who are writing their examinations. She also has a word of encouragement into that. And today we are also in the marketplace for those of us who are in the market space. I'm talking about your profession. As long as you are a career somebody, a career woman, a career man, some might think that when we say career, it's only connected to those with certain qualifications and all. But hey, it also includes entrepreneurs as well. It also includes everyone. Let me just say everyone. Yeah, you can be an entrepreneur, but also be a professional in that space. And this includes you. And it's exciting for Radio Pulpit, even today, talking about entrepreneurship, that today is the last day of Pitch Your Business. We can't wait to hear who will be the one who will be taking the trophy home, the one who will be taking the prize home for Pitch Your Business. Radio Pulpit does support entrepreneurship. And you would see from time to time, we would have people talking about the marketplace. We would have people talking about how to do your entrepreneurial skill or journey better, how to do it better, how to thrive in that space, how to win in that space. We are all out for entrepreneurs, and we empower them through Pitch Your Business. And it is Radio Pulpit in collaboration with the University of the Northwest University, and also together with TBN and I Am, our very own youth web radio, which is the I Am radio, web radio. So we are all about that. And so we are excited about it. And that's why you will find us talking a lot more about that and equipping you, giving you the tools to win in your space. So today we are continuing. We're giving you more tools to win in your space, win in your marketplace. Be it it's you are hired by somebody, be it you have your own thing going. We are on all about that. And we will be having the marketplace queen with us. She's back. She has been away for a very long time. She has been away for a very long time. She has been in the USA, in Kenya, she's been traveling. And so she's in the country, and it is a privilege to have her on board when she is in the country. So, yeah, we're just going to take the sounds there of Ava, Step Into the Light, and then prepare ourselves for the message by Pastor Bonso Ngwenya.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Good morning, Spongile. And I would like also to greet the Radio Pulpit family this morning. This is Pastor Bonso Owakwa Ngwenya. And we thank God for this day. We thank God that we are still alive. We thank God that it is because of Him that we are awake this morning. We thank God for all that He continues to do in our lives. Hallelujah. This morning, Sponile, I'm going to share a message of encouragement to those who are writing their exams. And we will be reading in the book of Isaiah chapter 41. We are going to read Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. We know, Spongile, that exam time is a difficult time, which comes with fear. It's a difficult time for those who are writing the exams, and also with parents as well. They are part of it because they are there to support their children. They are wishing their children well, people around, community around. We are all together in this thing with those who are writing their exams. So in the book of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." As I said, Spongile, Nguti exams, they come with fear to those who are writing at this time. They are so fearful that what if I fail? What if I do not make it? You know, there is a lot that is going on through a mind of someone who is writing their exams at this time. So hence, we are here this morning just to encourage them and say, God says, I am with you. You are not alone. God knows what you are facing at this time. And everyone around is aware of what you are facing at this time as you are writing your exams. So God says, I am with you. I know how fearful it is to be writing exams, but God says, fear not. Hallelujah. What fear does? Fear distracts you. Fear makes you lose a focus. Fear makes you do mistakes. Fear makes you to forget what you have studied. But we hear in the word where we have read, God says, fear not. For I am with you. I will hold you with my righteous hand. During exams, you need to know that you are not alone. God is with you. When you study, God is with you. When you prepare exams, and God will be with you as you write your exams. When you pray, God hears you. When you are praying because of the fear, God hears you. Hallelujah. So when we have read this book, it mentions things that God will do if you are fearful. As I said, fear may will distract you at times. Fear will make you lose even a focus. So this is to say to those who are writing exams at this time, do not allow fear to control you. Do not allow fear to stay in your heart and in your mind. Another thing that we hear in this verse is that God says, I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you through your studying, because at times you become so tired because of studying. At times you become so weary because of studying. So God is saying, he's making that promise that I will strengthen you as you are preparing, as you are studying, as you are writing. I will be there with you all the step of the way. That is the promise that God is making unto us. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, we know it says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Or other version says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So this is to say to the matriculants, you can write all your exams through Christ who strengthens you. You can be able to study and start with your exams and finish with God who strengthens you. All the way God is there to help you. All the way God is there to strengthen you. All the way God is there to help you and to lift you up. All you have to do is to believe and to trust in him, is to rely and to depend on him to help you. So he says, I will strengthen you. He will strengthen you as you write. He will strengthen you as you prepare. He will strengthen you up until you pass your exams. God will be with you throughout. Christ our Lord will be with you throughout. All you have to do is to be fearless, for you are not alone. God is with you. Hallelujah. So as you study and in your exam room, God will be with you. Your family and your community supports and pray for you. The Holy Spirit is there to help you and to remind you of things that you have learned, of things that we have studied from the beginning of the year up until today. All I can say is that you are ready, Mtanaseka. You are ready, my sister, my brother. You are ready and you will make it. Remember when Jesus was leaving at the disciples, the Bible says, he said to them, I am leaving, but I am not leaving you alone. I am leaving you with the Holy Spirit who will be with you forever. I am leaving you with the Holy Spirit who is going to help you. I am leaving you with the Holy Spirit who is going to remind you of things that you have learned. So I'm here this morning to say to the matriculants, do not worry yourself. Do not stress about the exams. answer. All you have to do is to believe that God is with you, is to believe that the Holy Spirit is with you. And as he is there with you, he is there to help you. He is there to remind you. He's there to lift you up. He's there just to show support and to be there in difficult times. In whatever that you do, as you prepare, as you study, as you get ready, as you go to school, as you get into the exam room, never ever think that you are alone. Always remember that the Holy Spirit is there with you. If you have studied and you have prepared yourself, when it happens that you forget some things, just ask the Holy Spirit. Just whisper and say, Holy Spirit, help me, remind me here. And he's going to remind you. Hallelujah. As difficult as it is, Sibongile, those who are writing exams, they have to know that God is with them. As he has said in his word, that I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of your exams. So as you start, I know others have started yesterday, but as you start, just start with him. And as you continue, just continue with him. And as you finish, finish with him, because he is there. And as he is there to help you. He is God who wants us to succeed. He is God who wants us to excel. He is a God who wants us to progress in life. He is a God who wants us to go to the next level. So you know what? God is there with you in whatever that you do. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, let me just read it, and hear what is Paul saying to Timothy, a young man. He is giving him this message, and he is saying to him, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, it says, For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. The other version says, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but gave us the spirit of power and the spirit of self-control. So this is to say to us, when you are fearful, just know that it's not God. Just know that God, it's not God. It does not come from God. God does not want us to be fearful when we do certain things. God wants us to succeed, so he can never send us a spirit of fear. So it is clear enough here to say that it does not come from God. What God has given us is the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of self-discipline or self-control. So this morning I'm here just to encourage you, whoever that is writing exams, you know, it's not only matrix that are writing, but there are those that will be starting maybe next month. Just take this word for yourself to say that you need not to fear, only because God is with you, only because the Holy Spirit is with you to help you. The Holy Spirit is there to be with you from the beginning up until the end. The Holy Spirit is there to walk with you the journey of these exams. You know, at times, Abanye, they are so fearful that, you know, when they get in that class, they forget even what they have studied. I'm here this morning just to say to you, Mtana Sekaya, all you have to do is to pray and say, Holy Spirit, fill my mind and command the spirit of fear out of your mind. Command any spirit which is not helping you, which is not assisting you in your exams. And you pray that may the Holy Spirit help you to become in the exam room, so that you can be able to write well, so that you can be able to know how to answer the questions that are before you, so that you may remember. At times you know what to write, but there is something that distracts you. So this morning we ask, saying to you, Mtana Sekaya, all you have to do is to believe and to trust in our God. All you have to do is to rely and to depend on the Holy Spirit that was given to us, to be with us forever, to be with us even in the exam room, to be with us as we study, to make us understand whatever that we are studying. So I'm here this morning to say, you know what, do not fear, do not be terrified by these exams. Do not fear to write The exams, do not fear, because somebody didn't make it and think that you now you will not make it. All you have to do is that you must have your confidence that I'm going to write and I'm going to finish. There is nothing that is going to disturb me as I'm writing my exams. There is nothing that is going to make me not understand the answers. You need to just say that to yourself. You need to be confident enough to speak to yourself. You need to be confident enough to speak positively about yourself at this time, that I am going to make it. If God be for me, who is going to be against me? That's what the word of God is saying. If God be for us, who is going to be against us? So even at this time, in the difficult times, God is with you. In Isaiah 43 says, I will be with you in the waters. They will never swallow you. At times when you are writing exams, it feels like waters are swallowing you. So I'm here to say that you are not alone. God is saying, I will be with you. They will never swallow you. You will come out stronger. He also says, I will be with you in the fires. The fires will never burn you. So it feels like, you know what, you are in the kitchen and it's so hot, but you cannot come out. So I'm here to say, do not give up on yourself. Do not feel like you are not going to make it. Do not feel down. But all you have to do is to lift yourself up and ask the Holy Spirit to lift you up at all times. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the courage to continue. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom on how you can start and finish your exams. Another scripture says that we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Yes, we know how difficult, how hard it is to write the exams, but I'm here to say that who is writing, it is because you are more than a conqueror. As you are getting there, get there with confidence. Get there knowing that I am going to write and I am going to pass. Get there saying to yourself, I know that God is with me. I know that I am not alone. Hallelujah. Let us go back to our scripture, Isaiah 41, verse 10. As I said, there is so many things that God is saying in that verse, just to encourage us, just to lift us up strongly at this time as they are writing their exams. He says, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. And fear comes, always remind yourself that God is with you. When you become terrified, just remind yourself that God is with you. He says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. He said, I will strengthen you. He said, I will help you. And then now he says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, so in the times of Anyabantwana, they become sick, overwhelmed by our exams. I'm here this morning to say our God is making the promise that he's going to uphold you with his righteous right hand. So meaning you are not going to fall. You are not going to be sick. You are not going to be weak. You are not going to be dismayed, only because God is with you. God is on your side and everyone else is on your side. We are standing with you. We are with you. We are believing God for you that you are going to make it. When you feel fear creeping in, just call unto God. Call unto God to help you. Call unto him. He said, call unto me, I will hear you and I will answer you. And I will reveal hidden things unto you. That is Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, call unto me, I will hear you and I will help you and I will reveal to you hidden things. So that, you know what? God is promising us and he is just offering himself to us to say that when it feels difficult, when it feels hard, when fear creeps in, just call unto me. I will hear you and I will answer you and I will also reveal hidden things unto you. So fear, we must not allow it to rule us. The spirit of fear, as I said, fear is a spirit. It does not come from God. It has come to distract you. It has come to distract you as you are writing your exams. Don't allow
it. Don't allow it to take over in your mind and in your heart. Don't allow fear to take over in your life. All you can do is to always think positively and speak positive, and you will surely make it, and you will destroy the power of fear. We have been given power by our God. Remember where we have read 2 Timothy, it says, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of power. So I'm here to say, Uguti, you know what, when you are the right candidate to write the exams at this time, for God to allow you to go this far, it means that you are the right candidate and you are going to make it. Yes, you will make it, whether the devil likes it or not, but you are going to make it. All you have to do is to surround yourself with positive thoughts, positive sayings that you say to yourself, and you surround yourself with good thoughts. You know what, whatever you think, you attract. So always think of yourself making it. Always think of yourself passing that metric. Always in the morning, believe that you are going to make it. You know, you need to encourage yourself as a child of God now to say to yourself, I am going to make it. And once you do that, then you know God is going to be there, as he said, that I will be with you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. So this is what I have for us this morning to say, that fear not, because God is with you. Fear not, because God will help you. Fear not, because God will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Fear not, God will give you strength in you when you are weak. That's when he will give you strength. I know studying, preparing takes too much of your time. It takes even too much of your thinking. You are thinking more about the books. You are thinking more about the exams. You are thinking more. You are born and you become so weary and so tired. So our God is making that promise that he's going to strengthen you. So I'm here just to say, whoever that is writing exams this time, I just want to say to you, good luck, and may the good Lord be with you. May the good Lord help you. May the Holy Spirit be there, encourage you and strengthen you as you write the exams. I'm going to make a prayer. Father, you are God, you are holy, you are mighty, you are great, and there is no one like you. We thank you, Father, for who you are. We bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, we thank you for your promises. Yes and amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Lord, we are praying for those who are writing exams, my Lord. We are asking you that may you be with them, our Father, in Jesus' mighty name. May you be with them as they write, my Lord, in the exam rooms, our Father. Baba, we pray that you cast away the spirit of fear from their hearts and their minds. In the name of our Lord and Savior, we pray against the spirit of sicknesses, my Father. We say it has no part in them at this time, in Jesus' name. Let the blood of Jesus cover them. Let the blood of Jesus, my Father, my God, Baba, wash their minds and their hearts in the name of our Lord and Savior. Baba, we are praying, for we believe and we trust on you. We believe what your word says, my Father, that Lord, my God, we should fear not, for you are with us and you are our God. We are praying right now, my Lord, that Jehovah, let the Holy Spirit hover around in the exam rooms, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the Holy Spirit be there to remind those who are writing, my Father, whatever they've studied, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the Holy Spirit help them, my Father, my God, as they write their exams, in the name of our Lord. We pray against anything, any hindrances, my Lord, Baba, to those who are writing, my Lord, not to be able to write, Jehovah, in Jesus' name. We pray against sicknesses, we pray against headaches, we pray against the dizziness, we pray against anything, my Lord, that Baba is not of you, my Father, that will disturb them. We pray against any disturbance, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray for our schools, my Father, that Lord, my God, may your hand, Jehovah, be upon the schools, in Jesus' name. We pray against anything, my Lord, even from outside, that might disturb them as they study or as they write, my Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Baba, sitembele kuwe, we trust in you, my Father, in Jesus' mighty name, as you have said, my Lord, that you will never leave nor forsake us. We are praying, our Lord, my God, that Jehovah, may those who are writing exams believe in themselves, Baba, fill them with the spirit of boldness, in Jesus' mighty name, to be able, my Father, to finish, my God, the exams. We pray against the stress, against the worry in them. We pray against the spirit of anxiety in them, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Father, we pray, for we are trusting on you, my Lord, that Jehovah, whatever you have said in your word, it remains the same. It shall come to pass, my God. They will succeed. They will go to the next level. They will go to the next level, my God, Baba, being assisted by you, being helped by the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Father, we thank you, my God. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Simongile. May God bless you and may God bless those who are writing exams. And also, we are praying for the parents that may God strengthen them as well as they are also part of the exams. Yes, they are not writing, but they are standing in the gap for their children, and they are standing with their children. May God help those who are writing. May God strengthen them, and may the hand of God be upon them in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hope that you have been encouraged there by the message coming there from Pastor Pontsongwenya, and also the prayer offered to everybody who is writing. Okay, yeah, it's more about our class of 2025 that has started writing yesterday, but she has included everyone who is writing. And yes, we agree, may the hand of the Lord be upon you.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.